Tom Staples. Maybe even Mavis. Mavis could do a whole song of prepositions and it'd sound great. Wells is here. This is a big day. This is the new Ravinia lineup. Let me get Dean in here because Dean set this up with Kevin, a lot of high-level meetings. And would you like to introduce our guest officially?
Wells Kaufman is the president and CEO of Ravinia Festival in Highland.
Didn't I see him on TV with you a couple hours ago?
You did see him on TV with me a couple of hours ago.
Thanks, Dean.
Plus, he's traveling with heat. He's got his muscle with him today as
well.
Oh,
he never goes anywhere without his people.
So
usually he's got a four or five piece band with him to provide music, like a soundtrack.
Did you and Donald Trump, buddies?
There's a sentence you never want to repeat again. There's a Wells Kaufman story or two behind something he told us off the air a second ago. Did you know he was in a cover band?
I did not know that.
And tell him what you played, Wells.
Well, I played Fender Rhodes and I operated the Dry Ice Machine. But we did the Duran Duran medley and I was also in charge of the Hair. And then we did a Commodores medley as well. Three Times a Lady, Brick House, and something
Everybody
else.
Loves the transition between Rio and Sail On or Three Times a Lady.
Girls on
Your
film.
Heads explode.
Right. Yeah. And a nice cool beverage.
There you go.
What was your best gig ever? Because I'm guessing you didn't play Ravinia with that band.
It was the summer that Rocky came out, because every junior high and high school dance we played, the theme was Rocky.
Oh, sure.
So, ba-bum-bum, over and over again.
Yeah. I learned Wells's middle name today.
Mm-hmm. It's a great name.
We'll be the judge of that. What is the middle name?
Dean.
Oh, yeah.
Look at that.
Cool.
Yeah.
It's a good thing.
All right, moving on.
I think we should spend 10, 15 more minutes just on that.
The Ravinia lineup has been announced. It includes Mavis Staples, which is great news for me because I used to be with the band.
You did, yeah.
And maybe Mavis will invite me back. By the way,
new album.
New album and a documentary on Mavis' life that premiered, I think, last night.
And who knew that she and Dylan were almost engaged?
Yeah, how about that? Bob Dylan almost married Mavis Staples.
Can you imagine? Can you
imagine those singers?
Mavis finally went, what?
She didn't understand what he was saying.
What? I don't know if he asked me to marry me or if he asked me to roll down a hill. Unbelievable.
That's going to be a great double
bill. Dylan has not appeared at Ravinia since 1964.
That's Steve. Correct. That's correct.
He left his wallet and he just realized it was missing.
Then I leave my car keys.
Well, obviously, there is a lot of people that took a lot of drugs in the 60s who love Bob Dylan.
That's
think
true.
He can sing. But Bob Dylan's great. It's a very cool lineup. We'll go through all of it in just a second, or at least the most of it in just a second. It's a long summer. But at 8:16, first Adam Chappelle with your traffic update, then more with Dean and Wells and your new Ravinia lineup. What do you got, Al? You got to see Mavis Staples at Ravinia this summer, Dean.
I'm ready.
You won't have to go to church on Sunday because it'd be like going to church at Ravinia.
I'll make us a picnic.
Ah, man, I love the Staples. I love Mavis. And that's just one of a summer blockbuster of shows. It's Steve Cochran, it's Dean, and it's our friend WDK. That's his new...
As opposed to WD-40.
That's his new hip moniker now that we know his middle name is Dean.
There you go.
All right, Dean, what are some of your favorite shows you're looking at?
Well, I love the first-timers, Wells, that we've got coming up this year. Just talk about some of the people who have never appeared at Ravinia who will be for the first time this year.
Absolutely. So Paul Simon, probably the biggest get of all, though Diana Ross right up there as well. Artists that I think people probably thought they've seen at Ravinia a lot, but for the very first time coming to us. I'm also very excited about a Billy Bob Thornton Marty Stewart show in September. A lot of people might not know what Billy Bob as a singer, but he's a fantastic songwriter and singer. And
is
Marty,
he bringing his band?
Yeah.
Okay.
Boxmasters.
And how about Don Henley? He's got a new album
to
sell.
Huge. So one of my favorite shows from 2004 was a late booking. Absolute Cracker Jack band. Did I say Cracker Jack?
I did. Say Cracker
a really
Jack.
Wonderful band. All the Eagles stuff, all his solo stuff, two nights in August.
You know there'll probably be some sort of Glenn Frey tribute as
no question.
Part of that. But that's not there are other tributes this year. Probably the biggest will be the David Bowie tribute night, right?
Yeah, exactly. So I think Steve's going to come and dress like Bowie? Is that right?
Just like today.
Brilliant. Love it.
Yeah, thought so.
The makeup's a little weak, but we can get that going for
September. It's early.
Yeah.
We don't call him Steve Stardust for nothing.
That's exactly right.
You know, we lost Maurice White, too, from Earth, Wind & Fire, right, and Glenn Frey and Bowie. It's a really sad year.
Start to the year.
Yeah, very, very strange.
And as this lineup rolls out, everybody's going, all right, all right, all right, how do I get tickets and win?
Yeah, so if you would be so kind as to help us with the work we do for underserved kids in the Chicago Public Schools and in Lake County, become a donor, and you can start your ticket buying experience on the 9th of March. That's a week from today. General public online sales, April 26th. So that's for Train, Seal, Bonnie Raitt, wonderful combination of Los Tigres del Norte, the great Norteño band, with this beautiful group of mariachi women called the Mariachi Floor. And it's the Chicago Symphony Orchestra's 80th anniversary at Ravinia.
Lots yeah, now stuff. Are there packages, 5-show packages, 10-show packages? Or it's all per show?
It's all per show, except for the cycles that we have for chamber music. So all the Beethoven string quartets, Beethoven piano sonatas, Bach, Haydn, etc.
Also, Steve, you know, the jazz at Ravinia is famous, and among some of the greats who will be there will be the great Wynton Marsalis, but he's doing a violin concerto. Right.
Yes. So Wynton actually, he may make an appearance, but he's not performing.
Ah.
He wrote a violin concerto for the gorgeous young English violinist Nicola Benedetti, who did the world premiere back in London in the fall. Great piece. We co-commissioned it with the London Symphony and a variety of other festivals. It's a terrific piece. If you know Wynton's sort of classical pieces, including the most famous work, which is called All Rise, this is a fantastic combination of a classical orchestra, jazz orchestra, and sometimes choir and things like that. It's a really great piece. And on that program, which will open our 80th anniversary CSO residency, we'll also have two big popular pieces of the orchestral repertoire, Pines of Rome and Fountains of Rome. And Fountains of Rome, because we're opening a new aquatic sculpture.
And that's where Dean and I will be performing.
We'll be it will.
We're doing our water ballet.
Water ballet.
Exactly.
Very,
right.
We're very famous for that.
Synchronized swimming.
Maybe. Hey, Dean, very good news. And Wells is the guy that has to talk to the agents, the managers, the marketers, and get these acts in. And I don't know how he pulled this off, but I'm not making this up. On Sunday, September, let me double check the date. Yep, the 11th. The Bugs Bunny Symphony Orchestra performs live.
Isn't that good?
Those movie nights are really fun.
What movie? It's Bugs Bunny and the Orchestra.
That's right, Steve. The night that Bugs Bunny will be there is really fun. I hosted last year one of the movie nights where they show the movie up on the big screen. And is it the CSO and some other orchestras, right?
Right.
Perform the music while you watch the movie up on the big screen.
That's right. So the CSO is doing three film nights, two performances of Titanic with that great score by James Horner, and an evening of Gustav Holst's The Planets with NASA film, astronomical photos, really gorgeous. Then at the end of the season, we've got Wizard of Oz with the Chicago Philharmonic and with the Milwaukee Symphony, Bugs Bunny at the Symphony. So it's all that great Looney Tunes music, but also all the great classical music from Wagner and Mozart and Rossini that they wove in. We had so many requests after we did Fantasia, which of course is a great celebration of classical music, that people wanted to see more of that kind of thing.
Is there any chance, what is the new aquatic sculpture that you're putting in? Is there any chance we could actually sink a ship during the Titanic show?
Unfortunately not. It's not that large, and there's no Esther Williams diving either.
Okay. Steve and I will recreate I'm King of the World sequence during that.
Wait, you guys want people to go. Hold on.
Dean,
wait.
Dean loves it when I just wrap my arms around him from behind to make sure he doesn't fall overboard.
Oh, man. It's not even 9 o'clock, guys.
Boy, we're so sorry.
It's okay. It's all right.
You're in show business. This is nothing you haven't dealt with.
Maybe you probably all know Billy Zane, you know, local
course,
boy makes
yeah,
good.
Yeah,
we'll
yeah.
get Billy to come and introduce the show with you and Dean.
But
how about that, Dean?
I'm completely in
Titanic Nights
on that.
I'm in for the Henley, and I know Don a little bit. And Henley is such a wildly upbeat guy. He'd like nothing better, Wells, than you calling him and saying, "I want my friend Steve Cochran to open for you." He'd love that.
It's that morose gloominess that gives such an edge to his music. That's what we love.
Henley's the best.
He is. The
I
best.
Can't wait for that show. I might
he's
come both nights.
He's the best songwriter. You know, I put on Boys of Summer the other day just to listen to it, and I thought, this is kind of a cheesy song.
Oh, that's
it
awesome.
Is not a cheesy song. Oh, that whole album is fantastic.
It's awesome.
And all the Eagles stuff.
And you know what the theme should be for the campaign in 2016 is Get Over It. Remember the great Eagles song,
yeah.
Get Over It? I'd like to find your inner child and kick his little ass.
Well,
there you go.
Our campaign season, Dirty Laundry, might work. What do you think?
Dirty Laundry would be good as well.
I'm just saying.
Well, very excited for you.
Thanks so much.
You need to take a look at the entire schedule, because we are really just skimming Some of the big names. Patti LaBelle is going to perform.
With the Commodores.
Seth MacFarlane.
Oh, Patti LaBelle with the Commodores.
Absolutely. With the Commodores, yeah. It's
there's another night I've got to commit.
A lot of dry ice.
Seal, Train with Andy Grammer, Bonnie Raitt, and Buddy Guy and Jeff Beck.
Yeah.
But also, celebrating his 90th birthday, Tony Bennett is going to be back on stage at Ravinia. I think it's August 13th.
That's incredible.
I think
it's the day. Yeah.
He was awesome last year with Lady Gaga. Oh, man, what a great show.
She has injected him with a sort of new life, and he was always doing great. Yeah. But vice versa, she's learned so much from him. Man, is she going places.
Is he still doing that thing in the middle of the act where he does the splits?
I'm sorry?
He will be if he does.
Just wearing veal cutlet.
Oh, God, we're back to Esther Williams, I guess.
Did you mention Lyle Lovett and Emmylou Harris?
Absolutely right. July 18th. It's going to be a great show.
That's a great one.
Don't forget Duran Duran.
And Judy Collins' tribute to Stephen Sondheim is going to be beautiful. Ladysmith Black Mambazo with Sweet Honey in the Rock. Lots of great stuff. And you did mention Duran Duran, yes.
Well, one of the things Wells says, I don't even know if they're actual English. I don't know. He's just saying words.
It's good, though, isn't it?
Really is.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thanks so much.
And for all the good that the membership donors do. Thank you for that in advance.
A real pleasure, and thank you for the time.
So, Steve, again, if you're a Ravinia donor, tickets go on sale March the 9th for general public, the 26th, all at ravinia.org.
26th of April. So ravinia.org is right. Thanks, Dean.
So that's a lot of time. Yep. It's a lot of front time for you donors to get the best seats.
And to think about things.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm king of the world.
Oh, here we go.
King of the world.
All right, Steve, anything else we need to know before we run out of time, Dean Richards?
Your hands are so cold, Steve. What? The
President Trump wants us to be on time.
Oh. they just made an announcement this morning that the Chicago Shakespeare Theater is going to be taking over the space at Navy Pier that has been called the Skyline Stage. It's part of the renovation of Navy Pier. Shakespeare Theater will make that announcement later on today. But that's a pretty big deal in theater news today.
All right. Nice. Thank you, buddy. Talk to you later.
Bye.
And thank you, Wells.
Thank you so much.
Website one more time?
Ravinia.org.
Not so hard to figure out, kids. 829, big story next, 720 WGN.